Iowa's elementary and high school students will be taking brand new standardized tests this year. They will take the place of the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, otherwise known as the Iowa Assessments, that students have taken for decades. The new tests will help meet new state and federal requirements, but they're still under development, and that makes some educators nervous. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell reports.
6 years ago, Iowa schools began implementing new statewide standards for English, math, and science known as the Iowa Core. And for all these years, the state has been trying to come up with new assessments to match the new standards. Federal law requires that the standards and the exams should be aligned. Stacy Hupp at the Iowa Department of Education says the state failed a federal review of its traditional Iowa assessments.
And so the next step then is to develop the new test that will again be subjected to peer review.
But agreeing on who would develop the new test has been a struggle. First, a state task force of teachers and administrators, and then the Department of Education, through a bidding process, chose an assessment called Smarter Balanced, which was developed by a consortium of states. But the legislature this year chose instead the Iowa testing programs at the University of Iowa, makers of the old exams. Many educators are not happy with the choice.
We believe that the time politics got in the way of what was going to be best educationally for students.
That's David Wilkerson with School Administrators of Iowa. Wilkerson and others are concerned the new assessments won't be matched up with the Iowa Core, so they won't test what's being taught.
U of I said they were going to develop an assessment that did align. They didn't have one developed at that point in time, so we basically were going on, I guess, faith.
Educators are also unhappy that lawmakers rejected their expertise on the task force. But some legislators thought they should call the shots. House Education Committee Chair Republican Walt Rogers says the test developed out of state was more expensive.
I think the biggest thing I heard was, like talked about, number one, cost. Number two was just being comfortable with an Iowa company developing an Iowa test, kind of an Iowa brand.
Rogers adds you could say it should be the legislature and not the Department of Education making the decision, since lawmakers have to pay for, in his words, the bells and whistles of the more expensive test. Catherine Welch at Iowa Testing Programs is assuring educators and others that the new test, to be called the Iowa Statewide Assessment of Student Progress, will match up with the Iowa Core.
We feel comfortable about the alignment from both of our studies this summer, in the summer of 2018. We have a couple-month window where we can make final changes and finalize the test materials by sort of mid-fall.
In time for the test to be taken by Iowa students in the spring. Some teachers, meanwhile, are glad the new assessments are on the way. Mike Baronic, the new president of the state's largest teachers union, the Iowa State Education Association, taught third grade in West Des Moines for 30 years.
I am relieved that we may be coming up with a system that will actually assess what we are teaching in the classroom. It was hard to sit and have a conversation with parents when we would receive those test scores, because there was very little connection to what I was doing on a daily basis.
A new federal review will occur after the tests are administered in the spring. Officials at both the Iowa Department of Education and Iowa Testing Programs say they believe the state will pass this time. David Wilkerson hopes so, too.
We'll keep our fingers crossed, I guess, that the alignment's actually there.
Or, he says, federal funds will be at risk. Test developers have scheduled workshops in the coming weeks to help schools adapt to the technical requirements of the new exams, which will be administered either online or with paper and pencil. Officials say they expect most schools will take the online option. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.